The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, which is brought to you by the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. Now, if you've missed an episode or you find any information that we talk about today helpful to a friend or a family member, we would like to encourage you to send them to our website, ericstewartgroup.com. You can also find Senior Solutions on Spotify. That's an app that you can download on your phone and then listen to all of our podcasts while you're out and about anytime you want. That's Senior Solutions on Spotify. Recently, I met with a couple that was looking to downsize. They had heard me speak about 12 to 13 years ago at a retirement community on approaching the process of selling their home for top dollar and then also how to go through letting go of their possessions. In the previous show today, in the Eric Stewart Show Pointing You Home, which was from 8 to 8:30 today, I talked a good bit about how to walk your family through the idea of selling and letting go of the house, even when there's a lot of emotional attachment. You might find that beneficial if you're thinking about downsizing, as this couple is thinking about downsizing. So when I came over to their home, I did my typical routine, as all of the agents in the Eric Stewart Group do, which is to spend some time sitting down at the table and understanding the three important things. Number one is, when is it that you would like to accomplish your move? First of all, you have to understand that your real estate agent coming in is going to be there to be interviewed as your potential agent, but they're going to perform a very important duty for you initially, which is understanding whether your timing is right, whether the money is right, and whether the motivation is correct, those three things. So focusing on timing first, which is when do you want to move, will be an important part of the consideration of your sell and will help the agent line up the others and all other aspects. Your agent is going to act a little bit like a wedding planner, okay, in the sense that they're going to guide all of the different people involved in making the wedding happen. In this illustration, the real estate agent is going to bring in the auctioneer, the painter, the carpet people, bring in all the staging people and so on. They're going to organize all of this for this event that we call selling your home. So this couple had me come in. I sat down. We talked a little bit about timing, and they confessed to me the following. We weren't going to call you quite yet. We weren't quite ready. Our house isn't ready yet. So we were really thinking we would take the fall and focus on next spring to sell. But we got a call from the retirement community that we were interested in moving to. And by the way, we heard you speak there 12 or 13 years ago, and your lecture was excellent, and we really have confidence that you're the right person for the sell, and we would like to work with you. And I thanked them for the compliment, and I said, well, let's discuss what we have here first, and let's decide together if this makes the most sense. And they said, great. So I said, well, tell me what your timing is now. And they said, well, this particular unit that is has become available is of great interest to us. We haven't completely landed on buying that or moving into that unit because there's a couple things we want to get done to it that we have to get special permission from the community before we actually commit to it. And we're waiting for that and probably won't know for a little bit. And I said, you need a couple of weeks? And they said, yes. In fact, the community would like for us to move in September. So I did my brief calculations of timing. And the fact is we're talking about two and a half months from right now is when the community would be ready for them to move in. That's not a ton of time for them to accomplish the sell of the property and the move of the property, but it can be done. So that prompted me to ask a follow-up question. Will you be selling your home first, or will you move first and then sell your home? We would prefer to sell our home and then move, but we could do the other. Okay. So what that helped me understand is they have a very strong motivation to make the move happen, assuming that they do get permission from the community to do the work to the property that they want to do. They're going to be, you know, proverbially, they're going to have a fire under them to get this done. Now, my job fiduciarily is to guide them through the process of timing, but also balance that against getting them the most money. So I always carry both considerations when I'm giving advice. And as I'm asking them this question, trying to understand the focus and timing, I make a point to say, I understand what you're trying to accomplish, and it sounds to me like in 2 weeks, you'll know better whether this is the right time to move or not. Is that right? Yes, it is, they said. I said, okay. So I want to balance the commitment that you're going to make at that point to make this move and try to make it happen and make the commitment to this community against selling your home, but getting you the fair market value and getting you the best price. And I explained that my philosophy is we want to put a dollar where we can get $2 back. Otherwise, we don't want to spend the money. And they said, exactly our philosophy. I said, perfect. I said, I know you can't make a commitment now to me. And honestly, I think that's best based on what you're telling me. But I think that there's some work that we need to do now, because it sounds to me like whether it's in the next 2 weeks or whether it's going to be 8 or 9 months from now, we're probably going to work together. Does that sound right? Yes, it does. Okay, so let's focus on having my stager come out right now and have her walk through and give you a room-by-room evaluation of every space and give you advice on what it is you need to do, what things you should pull out. And I clarified, and I said, just so we're clear, my stager's not bringing in palm trees, okay? We're not going to redecorate your whole home into a completely different color pattern and so on. And I could see some relief on their faces. I said, the focus is really taking what you have currently, using what you have currently, and the things that are maybe cluttering spaces, that we remove those things in a way that makes the rooms more available and more inviting. Many homes that I walk into, by the way, there's not a lot of stuff on the floor. It's what's on the walls that really gives the feeling of clutter. Sometimes it's just the front hall closet that you open up and it feels like it's going to attack you. You know, it all depends on the house. It all depends on the environment. The goal with staging is actually to create the feeling that there's more than enough space still, and that rooms are set up to want to invite you to come in and sit down and rest there. Peace. You know what I'm saying? Peace is one of those qualities where you walk into certain homes, you come into spas, you walk into a beautiful chalet sometime, and you walk in and it's like you take this deep breath and you feel this peace about being in that space. And that's what you're trying to create, is a feeling of peace in the environment, so that and the hustle and bustle of life, you end up coming into a home and you feel like, I can come home here. This is a place of rest for me. This is a place where I can come home and retreat from the busyness of the world. I could feel myself here. It's a created piece. It's actually something done through staging. So I said, I know it's presumptive for us to make any commitments to one another, so I'm not asking for you to commit to working with me at this point. I'm offering as a gift to you to send my stager out now, because I think it would be best for you to have that advice so you can start working on getting your home ready right now, just in case in 2 weeks you are ready to make the decision to make a move. Would you be interested? Their response was, yeah, I think we would. And the husband looked at the wife, or the wife looked at the husband, and they agreed. And I said, fantastic. So let's agree. I'm going to leave here and I'm going to have my stager contact you to come over and do this walkthrough, hopefully in the next week. And they said, fantastic. I said, okay, so now that we've kind of established that, let's take a walk around the outside of your home and the inside of your home so that I know what it is that you're going to be selling, and I'll have a better understanding of what your drawbacks and benefits are going to be. Because I want to sell the value of your home effectively, but also be able to overcome the objections that we may face in the property. Something very interesting happened, and pay attention to this. This is interesting. I found out when I sat there before I'd walked through the property and looked at the tax records, I said, so according to the tax records, you have 2,605 square feet on the first two floors, and you have 1,100 square feet in the basement, which means you have a full basement in this house. And they said together, we have a half basement. I said, you have a half basement. And they said, yes. I said, so, and I turned the tax record around and I said, the tax record shows 1,100 square feet in your basement on your tax assessment. And I could see this pause, and he said, so for 38 years, I've been paying taxes on a full basement, and I only have a half a basement? You get it? Point is get your tax assessment for your property. If you're not moving, make sure you're not paying too much tax. You shouldn't be paying taxes on something you do not have. the tax record revealed, and in this case, it's not significant amount of money for the basement square footage, but it probably was a couple $100 a year, which adds up. Agreed? Well, it's that time for Stuart Rosenthal, Mr. Beacon himself. How are you, Stuart?
I'm doing well, thanks, Eric.
Good. What do you have in the Beacon newspaper for us today?
Well, in our money section, we have an interesting story on ways to earn extra cash. Now, you know, the gig economy is really catching on, but people are doing Uber and DoorDash. They're not making much money. They really can't, you know, have much control over their lives or make a lot of money. So this article talks about so many other interesting different things you can do. You can rent your house by the hour to movie and photography shoots. You can become a tour guide and develop your own tour around your own interests and passions. You can host a dinner party or a cooking class, and there are websites that help you promote these and sign up people, and you pay a commission to the people who put this together. You can go into someone's home and do their hair and their makeup. You can walk dogs. You can be a consultant at home on a telecommuting. There are all kinds of different ideas.
Well, it just seems so practical to hire people based on what you need. It's essentially, we would call a plumber to come in and do a plumbing situation,
right?
This is like anything else you can possibly think
of. Right. All the different talents you may have that you can make a little money at.
Read about it in the Beacon newspaper. If you're interested in making some extra cash and want ideas, pick it up today or go online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Now, back to Senior Solutions on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Big house, big car, backseat, full bar. Houseboat won't float, the bank won't tote enough. Too much stuff. It's just too much stuff.
Welcome back. So I was just telling a story about a couple that are going through the process of preparing their home to downsize. And I explained in the first half how I qualified the when they want to make the move. Now, the question is, the money is also a question. So based on the conversation that we had and based on the history of the home, the implication is that they'll have the finances necessary to make the move. So I'm not concerned about that. So we've got money, we've got timing, and lastly, we've got motivation. Why? So they're facing the reality of life, which is something that we're all going to face within the arc of time. We're all going to get to a point where our homes become more trouble than they are worth to stay there. And this was the case for them. I think they've well lived in their home. They raised their kids there, and it's been a wonderful property. But the time has come, and they've identified a spot that they want to go to, and they can see the other side of the bridge. That's what I like to say about the process of downsizing, is you cross a bridge. And it's one of these crosses that when you get from one side to the other, you're so happy to be on the other side of it. And you look back and say, gosh, why didn't I do this earlier? And I think they're at that point now where they're mentally prepared and they are financially prepared and they desire and they have a location that they want to go to. So everything is lined up that way. Now it's a question of the house itself, which we walk through. For me now to see that half basement that they have, for me to see the rooms, to see a gouge in the floor. And it was an interesting conversation because there's a part of the floor, the hardwood, where maybe a piece of furniture gouged the floor. And it's the only spot in the entire pegged hardwood floors where there's a gouge. And the gentleman was asking me, should he wood putty this and then sand it and refinish it? And I said, you know, it's not that significant. It's more just a discoloration issue. You may want to consider something light because this is aesthetic. It's not structural in nature. So you're not hiding a defect. You simply have a gouge in the wood, but the wood is still solid. You can walk on the floor. I would just aesthetically maybe put some tung oil on it and try to blend it in. No big deal. And then as we walked through, we looked at a place where there's a piece of marble on a threshold of a window that was put in by the builder back in the early 1970s, late 60s timeframe that was stained badly. He's like, should I just paint that? And it's a piece of marble. And I said, absolutely. In fact, he would have to replace the piece of marble, but the window is original, that old anodized aluminum style sliding window. So you're not actually going to accomplish much by replacing that threshold to the window. The interior sill is really what I mean. So better to just paint it and present it, because more likely for this particular home, for the improvements that need to be made in the hall bathroom upstairs, the kitchen, which has been done in some ways, but probably now needs to be renovated, the windows that will need to be replaced. There's a variety of things that someone's going to come in and do. So putting a little bit of money into some things that are going to get torn out is a waste of money. Instead, focusing more on just a deck outside, banging nails that have popped up and repainting that deck with some kind of a colored stain and presenting the home with fresh mulch, maybe power washing the driveway or the exterior, sponge bath in the exterior, where on the northern side, the house has got some moss growing, things like that. Putting little bits into the property in order to get sizable returns makes the most sense in this case. So we took a good hour, room by room, walking through and actually got caught up in conversations about art collections and personal hobbies and interests along the way, which I always enjoy. And at the end of this, we sat back down, revisited our overall strategy, which was to send the stager out to walk through for me to come and see them in 2 weeks after they get the definitive word from the retirement community that this is going to happen now or not for us to meet at that time. When I get back with them and we meet at that time, I'm going to go through my strategy, which will be based on whether it's a quick, focused move right now or whether this is more of an early spring move next year. And I'll amend my strategies accordingly. You're getting ready to make this downsizing move. You're thinking about crossing the bridge that I've talked about. You're not sure how to get from here to there, or you're just in the process of getting ready and you'd like to have either myself or one of my group come in your home, just as I explained. We'll look at the tax records with you. We'll look at the house, even if it's not show ready, which, by the way, this house was not show ready, for us to walk through and give you advice on where to make improvements to get you the best return, how we would work together, how our processes begin in the middle and in the end. We'll be glad to give you that. And all you have to do is call us. And again, one of our team members will respond, come out. And everybody in my team has been trained by me. They all know how I work. So even if I'm not personally available, anyone on my team brings you excellent professionalism and will guide you well. Give us a call now, if you'd like that, at toll-free 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. Or you can go online to ericstewartgroup.com. And there you could submit a request to talk with one of us to get a market evaluation. Or if you'd like to get a copy just of the right sizing guide, that's a great tool. Let's say you're 4 or 5 years away from making a move, or even 2 or 3, you're not ready to have us walk through. And I'm sure there's some of you who feel that way, right? Oh, I don't want anybody through my house. No problem, no problem. Remember, I come from a family of physicians. My goal is to give you advice that's going to best serve you, to diagnose the issues that you're facing and then give you advice on how to walk that through, much the way that a physician would with a patient who's got a busted knee or needs some kind of physical therapy. So give us a call, toll-free 800-900-9104, and one of us will come out and see you. Or again, go to ericstewartgroup.com. Either way, the right sizing guide is a wonderful guide, which has in it the 5 things you can do with anything you own. You can keep it for yourself, give it to the kids, sell it, donate it, or throw it. Period. End of story. It's good to know what those 5 things are. What 3 questions you should ask yourself when you are thinking whether you should give something away or not. How to keep your memories alive even when you let the items that you have go. How to find the motivation to make your move. One of the challenges that many couples face is one partner is so ready, they've been so ready for years, but anytime the conversation comes up, they try to cross the bridge with their spouse about why they want to move. The spouse is shutdown mode all the time. I'm not ready. In fact, I think some divorces happen as a result of that. It's unfortunate. Why not together agree to just walk through a process of mutual study. Together, you can walk through much the way that you might go through marriage counseling books together, or you might decide to read a summer book at the beach. Why not get a copy of the Right Sizing Guide for each of you? And in there, I help you identify the 7 areas of wellness in your life. What are those 7 areas of wellness in your life? For you, they're going to be different. For your spouse, they're going to be different. And then where do you need to see change? It will shock you. If you've never done this, I highly recommend get a copy of the Right Sizing Guide. Go through this exercise with your spouse. It will shock you to hear some of the things you kind of know intuitively just based on complaints that you've heard, maybe just based upon conversations that were attempted. You know, the biggest challenge I think that you and I face is realizing that we might be the problem, is realizing that we're actually something we didn't think that we were, or doing something that we didn't think we were doing. So it's good to have our eyes opened, right? The truth will set you free. I believe that's what Jesus said, and I believe it's true in life. If you know what the truth is, it will set you free. And if you, with your spouse, decide together on what's most important to both of you, your understanding of truth will grow. So will your spouse's. And together, you can find the motivation to make the move, or maybe it's to age in place and to stay where you are and modify the existing home. But without a clear sense of what your goals are and what your motivations are and how your preferred future might look, you'll languish and tread water. And unfortunately, you'll not end up being really happy at the end of that time. So slow down, get a free copy. We'll mail it to you. We have no problem mailing it to you. Just call us now, and it's 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. Our goal is to help you make good decisions, help you through the process here on the Senior Solutions Show every Sunday morning. Any topics of interest, shoot us an email at radio@ericstewartgroup.com for future shows, and we're grateful. Always grateful that you listen to us on Sunday mornings. I'm so grateful for folks like JJ Surma and Ken Hunter behind the board, and for you, Helen Flynn. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning. I came across an article written by Irma Bombeck. You may remember her humorous writing about family and life. And she wrote a little bit about being a senior. And I'm going to borrow just one of her sentences. Quote, "I would have eaten the popcorn in the good living room and worried much less about the dirt when someone wanted to light a fire in the fireplace. I would have taken the time to listen to my grandfather ramble about his youth. And I would have sat on the lawn with my grass stains. I would have cried and laughed less while watching television, and more while watching life. Happy life watching this weekend."
That's a wrap for Senior Solutions. I'll see you next week.
You know you can hurt yourself fooling with too much stuff.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.